In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. Remember, the Word of God is like a two-edged sword. It cuts and it heals. How we need the proclamation of the Word of God in our time. How we need that God's Word would be proclaimed from the housetops and not be ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. That's what St. Paul says. And I would say the same thing. I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God to bring salvation to the Jew first and then to the Greek. I am not ashamed of the gospel. It's all I have. It's all I have. Jesus. I don't have anything else but Jesus. So today, we're looking at the sixth chapter of Mark because the church is preaching from Mark's gospel. The Word of God says, 6:1, he left that place and came to his hometown. That's Nazareth. Came to Nazareth. And his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter?" Oh, we know him as the carpenter. Oh, yes, we saw him growing up. Yes, we know him. They didn't know him at all. They didn't know him at all. Isn't he the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joes and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at Jesus. They took offense at him. I tell you, no prophet is accepted in his own town. I'm not telling you I'm a prophet, but I was in Winthrop 25 years. People would come to hear the Word of God from Gloucester and New Hampshire and all around Boston. The people on the street never came. Never came. No prophet is accepted in his own native town. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could not do any deed of power there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cure them. Why couldn't he do powerful things there? No faith. No faith. Oh, faith is the underlying experience of miracles. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in the power of God. Faith that he gave us the Holy Spirit. It's all about faith working through love. He could only cure a few of them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. What about you? Are you unbelieving today? You say, "I have a lot of doubts." Well, doubts are not sin. Ask the Lord to clear out your doubts so that you can receive from Jesus all that you need to receive from him. Oh, yes. You have to be a child of faith. To be a child of God, you need to be a child of faith. Faith in him, faith in Jesus, that he died for you and me, that he was buried and was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Then he went about among villages and teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two. And he gave them authority over the unclean spirits. Why two by two? Oh, because if one was sad, the other one would lift up that person. They didn't have to go one by one, but two by two. I tell you, the Jehovah Witnesses go two by two. What they will do for a lie, we don't do for the truth. Very sad, very sad. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. Why? Why? Because they had to depend upon Jesus, that he was going to give them everything they needed. They didn't have to bring bread because they would be invited in people's homes. Oh, yes, they didn't need money. No, they went in faith to town after town, proclaiming the word of God. He said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that place. If any place will not welcome you, and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. I told you before, I was in St. Louis for many years, and the man called me up and said, we're taking you off the air because we're looking for names. I said to him, you're planting stones, and stones don't grow. I said, just last week somebody called me who was suicidal, woke me up from St. Louis, and I prayed with him. My ministry is to the broken and to the poor and to the needy, and you are planting stones, and stones won't grow. He said, well, I'm sorry. I said, well, I accept your sorrow, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. When I leave this place, I'm going to shake the dust off my feet as a reproach against them. I tell you, it wasn't a week later that I was on the radio in the St. Louis area twice as long. Praise God. Praise God. They went out and proclaimed that all should repent. Repentance means to turn around, to give our life to Jesus, and to ask forgiveness, to go to confession, repent. We need to repent, all of us, starting with me. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. I'm going to go back to repentance. There is no revival without repentance. There is no revival without repentance. People need to repent. I need to repent. We all need to repent in things that we've done, in thoughts that we've had, in other things that we've been part of. We need to repent, go to confession. King Herod, verse 14, heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some were saying, John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead. And for this reason, these powers are at work in him. But others said, it is Elijah. And others said, it is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. Wasn't John at all. It's Jesus. Remember what John said? He must increase, I must decrease. Poor Herod. He was a sickie. He really was a sick man. Killed his brother. Oh, yes. For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John and bound him up in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man. He was interested, Herod. He never committed, but he was interested. Let's continue. And he protected him. When he heard of him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to John. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and the leaders in Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, and I sure it was a dirty dance, she pleased Herod and his guests. And Herod said, he's the king, to the girl, ask of me whatever you wish, and I will give it to you. And he solemnly swore to her, whatever you ask of me, I will give you even half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what should I ask for? Her mother replied, the head of John the Baptizer. Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and the guests, he did not want to refuse her. He cared about what people think. I tell you, do you care about what people think? They're going to be thinking anyway. Just let that go. It makes no difference what people think about me. It does make a difference what Jesus thinks about me. Oh, yes. A lot of people say, you know, Father Tom is a maverick. I don't even know what a maverick is. I just preach the gospel. That's all I do, by the grace of the living God. I do not raise money for myself. I do not raise money for myself. No, I don't. It has nothing to do with me and everything to do with the proclamation of the Word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Let's continue. Immediately the king sent a soldier of guard and ordered to bring John's head. He went, this is sick, because he cared about what people think. He had no backbone. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When the disciples of John heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. This stuff about what people think. Herod had no gumption. Herod had no backbone. Herod was only concerned about what people thought about him. He was mentally ill anyway. But it makes no difference what people think. It makes a difference what Jesus thinks. You say, but you know, they call me a religious fanatic. Because you pray? A religious fanatic is a person who sees the devil under every rock, who doesn't know God, but knows religion. Oh, yes. They'll call your names. They'll call your names, even as they call Jesus' names. They said that Jesus did all he did through Beelzebub, the prince of devils. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. Remember, he sent them out two by two, gave them authority. The church has authority. Oh, yes, not only sacramentally, but we have authority in the Word of God. We have authority that we need to use. Authority is like a muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it. God has given you authority. I'm talking to you. And if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. He said to them, come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. Why? People were desperate. They wanted a touch from Jesus. They were sick. They were lame. They were maimed. They had demons in their heart. They came, and poor Jesus and the apostles couldn't even eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. You can't hide from Jesus. They saw him go to the end of the Sea of Galilee, and they went on foot to meet him. Oh, yes, they were desperate. I'm going to tell you, I'm desperate too. I'm desperate for Jesus. Are you desperate? Desperate for Jesus. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them. Compassion means to suffer with, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. I tell you, during this pandemic, so many people are like sheep without a shepherd. Very sad. Many doors of churches are closed. If we ever needed the church, we need it now. Oh, yes, sheep without a shepherd. I thank God for Father Matt Williams. I thank God that he's opened the church. I thank God that he's seeing miracles. I thank God that his offertory has gone way up. Imagine, during the pandemic. Thank you, Jesus, because they are shepherded here at St. John the Baptist and St. Joseph's Church. And he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." Send them away, not Jesus. Jesus says, "You give them something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass, so that they sat down in groups of hundreds and of fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave it to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all, and all ate and were full. All ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces. Multiplication of food. You give them something to eat. The Lord says that to me. Give them something to eat. Preach the word. Be insistent in season and out of season. You give them something to eat. I say to the Lord, I only have a couple of breads and a fish. He says, I'm going to multiply it. As you give them something to eat, I am going to multiply what you have. And you know what? You have the same thing. Maybe you only have a loaf of bread and a little piece of meat. Your heart is little. Give it to Jesus. He will multiply what's in your heart. He will multiply what's in your heart. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men, not counting the women, not counting the children. 5,000 men ate. Why? because Jesus multiplied the bread and the fish. I know multiplication. I can come to the microphone and have nothing to say, and I start speaking, and I see the multiplication of fish and loaves and words that mean things to people. Oh, yes, I know that Jesus multiplied bread and fish. Immediately, he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead on the other side to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, he went up on the mountain to pray. Jesus goes up on the mountain to pray. He is the Lord. He is God. He needs to pray. You need to pray. I need to pray. Oh, it's not enough in the car. You need time with Jesus to not only speak to him, but to hear what he says, even if it's in silence and he speaks no words. When evening came, the boat was on the sea, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the sea. He intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought he was a ghost, and they cried out, for all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. That word is to you today. Take heart. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid today. I have everything in control, Jesus says. Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. They didn't understand about the loaves. There was a multiplication. They had 12 baskets full of fragments. My Lord, how foolish people are. Well, they didn't see that this Jesus had multiplied all this bread and fish. And again, I tell you, he's still in multiplication. I give him a little that I have, and it multiplies. When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard that he was. They're desperate. They're desperate for Jesus. Are you desperate for him today? Call on his name. Jesus, help. Jesus, do what I need. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, come to my aid. Jesus, be my Lord. Call out to him. Call out to him. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. All who touched it with faith were healed. Are you going to touch something of Jesus today? You go to Holy Communion. You're not only touching his clothing, you're touching his body and blood. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Great miracles should be happening at the Eucharist because it is his body. It is his blood. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Have you ever encountered Jesus? If not, say, Jesus, I want to encounter you. I want to know you. I want to love you. I surrender my life to you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.